It's a Monday morning, getting the week started, getting the kids off to school, getting you to work. Let's check on what's happening. Rick has your headlines to start this brand new week.
Thanks, John. Here's the latest. A Monmouth County family is suing the Howell Township School District and the private bus company they use. The family claims a bus aide hit their nonverbal 9-year-old son last March, leaving him bloodied and bruised. The aide is charged with child endangerment. An African lion at the Popcorn Park Animal Refuge in Forked River has died. Aslan had an aggressive form of cancer and died next to his sister Savannah, who remains in their habitat at the zoo. Poor sanitation at a Boar's Head factory in Virginia contributed to a massive listeria outbreak late last year. A new federal report says inspectors found day-old meat and fat residue on equipment. The outbreak resulted in 10 people dying and left dozens more in the hospital. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Rick Rickman. Now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Yesterday really was a nice January day, and today will be about the same. Expect sun with passing clouds with a high temperature this afternoon around 44 degrees. Not exactly warm. You're still going to want the jacket. Colder air returns tonight with mainly clear skies. We'll see a low around 25. And tomorrow we're right back to blustery, breezy, cold weather with a mix of sun and clouds, high only 31. Windier on Wednesday, high of 30. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.